Another one is studying Rumi differently from another point of view, but if you want to find it in you, this is what happens. Yes?
The hand of another touched its ear. To him it appeared to be like a fan. Since another handled its leg, he said, "I found the elephant's shape to be like a pillar." Another laid his hand on its back. He said, "Truly, this elephant was like a throne." Similarly, whenever anyone heard, he understood the part that he had touched.
Yeah. What about you? How is the elephant? All of the above, none of the above. That's the tricky part, which you cannot really touch. Looks untouchable to you. But you could understand it loud and clear. Yes?
On account of the diverse place of view, their statements differed. One man entitled it Dal, another Alif. If there had been a candle...
Dal and Alif, because in that language, Dal is a bended line and Alif is a straight one. So, that's all about it. But,
if there had been a candle in each one's hand, the differences would have gone out of their words.
One candle was enough. If they had it in hand, remember, they were trying to understand the elephant with their hand. If they had a candle in the hand, then it will happen, yes?
The eye of sense perception is only like the palm of the hand.
So he chose the palm of the hand. He knew that later he will come back to him and say, "By touching and learning with the hand, I meant, in general, all the animal feeling that we have, because it doesn't matter this one or this one or this one or this one will be the same as a material." Yes?
The palm hath not power to reach the whole of him. The eye of the sea is one thing and the foam another. Leave the foam and look with the eye of the sea.
Okay, this is the difficulty for Will. Will, how do you change that word to look alike? Because here he will talk about the foam of the ocean, right? And he will talk about palm of the hand. In Persian language, both are calf. This is calf, foam is calf. So he's playing with that word. We say the good eye will see the real ocean, not the foam on top of it. But at the same time, he's talking about this palm of your hand and this touching feeling that your animal need. I don't know how you do it, but that's a nice feeling. Yes?
Day and night, the movement of foam flex from the sea, thou beholdest the foam, but not the sea. Marvelous. We are dashing against each other like boats. Our eyes are darkened, though we are in the clear water.
Excuse my bad English. When you say something, and at the end of it we'll say marvelous, what does that mean?
Like he's
surprised. Because in Persian it talks about that surprise, the word that I wonder, wow, something like that. It's a little bit, I believe, more exaggerated of that. But even here he will recognize that he's talking about the foam on the ocean and the palm of your hand. Yes?
O thou that hast gone to sleep in the body's boat, thou hast seen the water, look on the water of the water. The water...
What is that? Yeah. You understand that it's a delicate moment. He doesn't know how to say it. He has something. He wants to talk about it. So he wants to go one level deeper than the water. Water was supposed to be the knowledge, right? And we thought, there is an ocean of the water. Now he's talking about the water of the water. And he will do that with other words. What is he trying to explain? First of all, we say, we are like the boats floating in the ocean, and the ocean is clear. Our eyes are what? Are filthy, are not working properly. O you who is sleeping in the boat of your body. When I say we are all like boats, I'm talking about the physical existence. If you're sleeping in this world, means none of the other one stuff. O you who is sleeping in this boat of your body, of course you could see the water of the ocean, but you cannot see the water of the water. Means you could have a little bit of knowledge about what there is. But I'm talking about knowledge. Is there anything like that? Let's talk about that silly knowledge that we are very proud of. If you open the window of your car, you will hear the wind and all that stuff and the nature, a little bit of feeling of that, right? But the real existence is out of your touch. You're always located in a small place with a small interest. So you see a piece of this universe only. And do you remember that I'm not talking about this universe? This is not the physics class, is it? What am I talking about?
Non-existence.
You! Oh, you forgot, you!
Yes.
I'm talking about you. And now I'm trying to explain to you the knowledge, right? The water. And I say, you, you're supposed to find the knowledge in here, okay? What are you looking for? You're looking for pieces of knowledge. I'm talking about knowledge of knowledge. I'm not saying that you know more than a cow. I say, why do you know more than a cow? You have to know, why are you different? What is the deepest part of you? Why all these potentialities is in you? Why the consciousness is in me? Me as an animal should kill and eat and be happy about it. Why should I hesitate? Why should it be in here? There is a function for it. And if you don't understand that function, this is just a piece of information for you. We are not talking about your spirit. If you want to understand your spirit, you should understand the spirituality. That's why I said, if you want to understand the heart, you should understand the heart of a human being, not heart of an animal or me on him. That heart, right? It's the same with the knowledge. Knowledge of the knowledge. Being conscious of consciousness. This is something that could happen in us. You say, do not sleep with that boat. I mean your physical existence. Look for the knowledge, the source of the knowledges. Yes?
The water hath a water that is driving it. The spirit hath a spirit that is calling it.
Why are you talking about the spirit suddenly? Look at the story, the spirit was not here. We started the story of an elephant in a room, some silly people touching it, room you start to say there is something else over there. Suddenly here he would say, oh, let me tell you that there is a water which is running the water. There is a knowledge who is making these knowledges happen. And the spirit, there is another spirit which is moving this spirit. Do you know why am I alive? No, not really. But do you know the condition of me being alive? Could I remain alive no matter what? One of the conditions is, if the life dies, what will happen to me? I'll die as well. If suddenly something happens and all the living creatures on earth will die, then what happens to me? Don't even imagine. It's the worst scenario. But I will die. Because there is no living stuff, right? Do you think I could start eating the dirt? Or I need the veggies, which are the living creatures which are gone. Life is like that. Do you want it a little bit more difficult? If the universe dies, every living creature in it will die. Like when I die, all these cells, which are living creatures, even the group of them, which is the heart and blood, they will die. Unless they will be put in another living creature. Life is in life. Life is not out of life. So the Ruh, which is the breath in you, remember, we never forget that we use the word Ruh because it is the breath at the same time. It's the soul and it's the breath. The breath is moving me. Something else is moving this breath. You have to go one step deeper. Yes?
Where were Moses and Jesus when the sun was giving water to the sown field of existent things? Where was Adam and Eve at the time when God fitted this stream to the bow?
That's why our story goes that silly way. Remember, there is this God and it takes him 6 days to step by step build a lot of stuff. Then is the turn of the human being. We're not talking about the history over there. Again, over there we're talking about you, the spirit. What's the story? The story is before humanity, something was happening in the animal. That process of improvement, becoming better, adjusting yourself with reality and all that process, Darwinism, remember that process. When that process was going on, where was this Moses, Jesus stuff? It wasn't there. I know as a good Christian you want to imagine that the Jesus was drinking coffee before even the universe was created. Why are you laughing? Other religions, they believe in that. That before everything else, our prophet was there chatting with God. This is nonsense. In our stories, God creates a lot of stuff. Even God cannot make it in one day. I'm talking about the God that every split moment of him is billions of years, right? But 6 days. And were we there after 6 days? Remember? Any of you? 40 years waiting for that clay to dry is there. Yes. He made everything, then thought about us, built us, and let that physical existence